on Behind the Music. The year was 1973, and on the mean streets of Philadelphia, there was strife, intolerance, and violence. But also, thanks to a ragtag band of eight street-worn dreamers, there was music. Tonight, we look at the brilliant career of Fat Albert and the Junkyard Gang and their brush with the darker side of fame as we go Behind the Music. It all started in a small junkyard. Eight youths who wanted to make music. Music with a message. They were led by a morbidly obese 12-year-old named Albert Thomas Wentworth, better known as Fat Albert.
One day, we were hanging out in the junkyard, and I picked up a radiator and squeezed it like an accordion. Then Russell hit some cans with a stick, and it sounded groovy. We just sang about things like not petting strange dogs, and being nice to retarded people. Before we knew it, we were huge. Hey, hey, hey.
They signed a 5-year, $1 million TV contract. But success proved to be too much for the gang. And they soon learned there was a darker side to fame.
The first time anybody got high was when Mushmouth got hold of some crystal meth. He got so whacked out of his mind, he thought he was the Brown Hornet.
I but just but lost control, but I was but gone but on crank, but and I bit but Steve Rebelba's thumb off, but I'm but lucky to be but alive, but.
Things were spinning out of control for the gang, and caught in the middle of it was their manager, Paul Oliver.
The gang was supposed to open for Sly and the Family Stone, and there was no way we could go on. Weird Al was carrying a gun. Rudy was keeping a tiger in his basement. And Russell was wearing 10-inch knitting needles through his nipples. Then stuff really started to get weird. Dumb Donald pretty much lost his mind. He was upping his hairspray and smoking his own poop.
Here, for the first time, is rare footage of Dumb Donald in the midst of a terrifying drug-induced frenzy.
No! No, this is not right! No! I got robots inside of my head! Get out of here! I'll kill you! I love you! I was the best in the world! I am the king of the living!
Truly, the gang had reached rock bottom. And then, when things couldn't get any worse, Albert had his first heart attack at the age of 13.
We were playing a song, Don't Steal Candy Bars from Mudbone, when I felt the pain in my arm. That first heart attack was bad, but my 7th and 8th were really wake-up calls. I thought, this is my life. This is my life. Well, my life became like school in the sun on a Sunday.
How's that?
No class.
But their legacy would prove to be an enduring one. Their use of percussive found objects as musical instruments would influence the hit Broadway show Stomp and musicians like Beck.
I mean, back in 73 when the Junkyard Gang was blowing up, I mean, that junkyard sound was so definitive. I mean, I think it defined me as a musician, because I remember the time I was working all summer. I saved up for 3 months to get my first trash can.
Now Fat Albert is healthy and back playing music under his real name, Albert Wentworth.
I don't call myself fat anymore. I want people to focus on my music. Not my serious weight problem. I'm remarried now to the lovely Marilyn McCool. And I'm back doing what I love, eating food and banging on garbage. Hey, hey, hey.
And Mushmouth, or Saad Mustafa Mushmouth, as he's now known, is doing better than ever.
Abba went to prison, for 5 years, but now, I'm out, and Abba found Oliver. I'm acting now, and I just did Jelly's Last Jam, at the Starba Light, Dinner Theater, in Kansas City,
And so things have come full circle for the 8 kids from Philadelphia. They've returned to what had brought them together, the music.
Hey, hey, hey!